Closing arguments are underway in Minnesota for the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, marking the end of weeks of emotional testimony. Minneapolis and surrounding areas are preparing for more protests and unrest. And in nearby Brooklyn Center, demonstrators continue to call for justice following the shooting death of Daunte Wright by a police officer who says she mistook her gun for a taser. Joining us now in Minnesota is State Representative John Thompson, who is part of a larger effort in the state for police reform. And Representative, we're seeing the Twin Cities and surrounding communities there kind of become the center of police violence and police reform. How do you describe this moment we're in right now?
Right now, we need help. Because these conversations are so hard to have because it's triggering. I pulled you over because your tabs are expired, or you have an air freshener in your window. These pretextual stops are turning these cars into caskets. And I'm in fear for my 11-year-old son's life right now. So when I do these interviews, like, I'm very passionate, and people misconstrue that for, like, anger. And I'm not angry. I'm mad because I'm in this body right now trying to make a difference. And I know what my community needs because I live in it. I knew what I wanted to see out of legislation, so I became a legislator. And I'm still, like, running up against brick walls.
You know, we first spoke to you back in 2017 about your friend and then co-worker, Philando Castile, who was killed during a traffic stop, and how his death propelled you to go into politics. 4 years later, you are deep in this work. You recently expressed on Facebook, however, that being a part of the legislative body was not what you anticipated it to be. How so?
There are a lot of bills, a lot of proposed bills here in the legislative body that make good sense for the time that we're in right now. And they're not even being heard because the Senate refuses to hear anything that has to do with police reform here. And so, you know, I thought that being a legislator, I'd be someone who would be able to sway minds to look at some of the issues that actually make sense for our community that is experiencing a lot of the police violence. Like, our community is over-policed, and there's a reason for that. You know, there are under-investments. You know, we look at jobs and economic development. It sucks here in Minnesota for Blacks. We look at home ownership. It's pretty much, we don't own anything here in the state. My next door neighbor makes $750-some-odd every 2 weeks in her rent, $1,480 a month for a three-bedroom. So affordable housing, that's just a buzzword because the houses aren't really affordable. The crime's so high in our community because jobs, like, we haven't fixed the root problem. And so a lot of these problems, legislation helped create them, and legislation can fix them. But when you have a party that just refused to hear any legislation that doesn't have anything to do with their community, now we have a problem. Because I thought this was the state of Minnesota, but it's like the divided state of Minnesota.
The divided state of Minnesota. But let's talk about some of your efforts on the legislative level. A Minnesota House committee recently approved your bill that would end qualified immunity for police officers. You authored another bill as well that would bar officers from altering body camera recordings of deadly force incidents or withholding those records from family members. Some of your colleagues have said that that goes too far and it could actually face major roadblocks in the Republican-controlled Senate, as you've been talking about. How do you plan to push these bills through?
I guess my job here at this level is to plant seeds and come back and water. Hopefully some beautiful flowers will grow. We cannot allow police unions to dictate what police reform looks like. And that's what's happening right before our eyes here. And the entire body says, well, you don't want to piss off the Chiefs Association, or you don't want to. So, and the Republican Party caters to this group. And so there's a huge problem here when it comes to getting police reform, when you have these people who don't think that their friends need to be reformed.
I hear how tired you are. I hear how frustrated you are. What do you want the people of Minnesota and really the nation to know as we await the end of the Derek Chauvin trial?
Pray for my state, because there's going to be another police-involved killing in this state before the end of this summer. And I'm not psychic. I'm just a black man living in Minnesota. And so I see this. The day Alton Sterling was killed in Louisiana, me and Philando talked about Alton Sterling. The very next day, my friend was taken from this earth in the exact same way, pretty much as we talked about in front of the store. What have we gotten here? It's like, what have we gotten here since Philando? We got implicit bias training and de-escalation training, and we pay for that training. And then we see the field training officer kill Dante, kill George Floyd. What the president of the United States of America and the vice president who we knocked on doors for, I want them to hear me loud and clear as a state representative. We need your help to actually fix this wrong. Legislation created this, and legislation is protecting this type of behavior in our communities. And so we need your help, your voice, or somebody else is going to die. We failed George Floyd. We failed Philando and countless other people. Let's not like fail another young person this year.
That's Minnesota State Representative John Thompson. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.